Welcome back to Life Solutions with Nurse Malika. So I want to go ahead and jump right into this. I want to encourage any nurse to become a nurse entrepreneur. Take whatever it is that you're currently passionate about, your current skill set, leverage those skills and create a business around that. So if you live in a state other than Georgia, definitely do your due diligence and find out exactly what it is you need to do to create an LLC, because every state varies and you don't have to create an LLC. It could be any other business entity, but just make sure that you do your due diligence and find out exactly what it is you need to do to legally set up a business in your state. Because when I talk about setting up an LLC, it'll be specific for the state of Georgia. All right. So let me give you two business ideas that you can go ahead and get started today. And it's very affordable to do so. You can start a delivery and or errand service business. And with a delivery business, you could literally say, this is all I will be focusing on. So you would go pick up groceries, deliver groceries. And if you wanted to offer to stock those groceries, you could add additional streams of income doing that. Now you could add on additional errands, which I encourage you to do to create multiple streams of income. So that could be picking up medications, dropping off prescriptions, doing some personal shopping, offering non-emergency medical transportation services, and you can actually create an entire business just around that idea alone. And I will talk about that particular business in a future episode in more details. But you can also offer homemaking services like cleaning, organizing, decluttering, sorting, packing, those type of services. You can offer light meal preparation. And I've seen something called weight services, and I don't know how popular this is, but basically there are some seniors that need services in their home, service providers to come in and do some work, and they can't get up to go to the door, or they don't have any family that lives with them or lives nearby that can help. So you could come over whenever they have services that need to be performed in the home. You would wait there with them until those services are done, and then you would leave. People have created an entire business around that, or they've actually just added it on as one of their services. So you can add on whatever services you want and create a full list of services that you can provide. Go out and get clients and start making additional streams of income. All right, so let me go ahead and jump into business idea number two. And this idea I'm really passionate about because falls are a huge money-making business and unfortunately very devastating for our senior population. And oftentimes I have seen some really devastating injuries, and it not only takes a toll on them physically, but mentally, emotionally, it can really do some damage. All right. So I really hope that in the future, insurance companies will start compensating providers for going out and doing fall assessments in the home setting, because I know as nurses, we do our fall safety assessments in actual clinical settings, but we don't necessarily do anything about it when they're in the home. So I want to make sure we start recognizing that this is an issue and start creating businesses around it. All right. So a fall safety advisor or consulting business will definitely be needed in the future, because falls, again, they're a huge money-making business, but insurance companies, eventually they're going to want to start doing something about that. All right. So what you'll need to do is basically get a checklist or create a checklist yourself, and you can get one online. But you would assess the exterior and interior portions of the home with the checklist. And then at the end of walking through the home, you would give whoever it is you're working for, you give them a list of those recommendations. Now, you could either go in and make some of the modifications. Some of them are simple modifications that you could do, or you could actually get a contractor. Now, this is where you can create another stream of income. You could offer to get commissions off referrals for that contractor. So that is a good way to make additional money. And then also products. If there are certain products that you see they need or certain things that they may want, and you can have a list of these products that you've already researched and done your work on, and you can say, hey, I think they could use this. And then you could offer that to them, get that product, sell it to them, additional stream of income. All right. So I will be back in a future episode with more business ideas that are affordable and easy to start. And I encourage you to go ahead and get started today. Do not procrastinate, because what will probably happen and what oftentimes I've seen happen, you'll have a business idea or an idea that you're really passionate about. You don't go for it. And a few years later, it'll pop up and somebody else will be successful overnight. So you want to make sure you tap in right now. Go ahead and get started. And I'll see you guys and talk to you in a future episode.